Well, speaking of the boss, he joins us on the line, the owner of the Vancouver Giants, Mr. Ron Toigel. Ron, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks, guys. How are you today?
Good, thank you. How are things in your end? Keeping safe, keeping well?
I sure liked last year a lot better, just coming off of winning Game 6 in the final, heading into Game 7 tonight. I prefer that scenario than the one we're dealing with today.
Is that 1 year ago today, Game 7?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, man. Went fast.
Yeah, it has moved fast, and it's moved fast in the last couple
sometimes
months.
It
Ron,
has.
How often are you guys involved in the Western Hockey League just talking about all the what-ifs? Have you got into it this much, or do you just sit and wait like everybody?
Well, I'm on the executive committee, so we talk probably weekly about different scenarios and really the position. I think what we're taking, just sit back and watch for a while, and I think the NFL will dictate a lot of things that happen. They've got all the resources, they have all the influence, and we'll follow what happens there. The Major League Baseball will certainly have a lot of influence on what happens, and find a path to making this thing work somehow. And at our level, there's really not a lot we can do except sit back and watch and wait.
So, I mean, and that's the one thing that for you guys, Ron, that we listen to the National Hockey League. We obviously spend a lot of time talking hockey up here. And, you know, you look at these other sports, you know, the possibility, Major League Baseball. In all likelihood, they'll get up and running and they'll play in stadiums without fans. The National Hockey League's talking about the same thing. You know, the NBA is similar. But they've got billion-dollar television contracts that can dictate that they can continue to do this because there's a major financial component. For you guys are effectively a gate-driven league, are you not?
Oh, completely. And you know, we're if we can't get gate revenue, then we can't operate. And, you know, even now at this state, if we carry on the way we're going, we're losing significantly hundreds of thousands of dollars, you know, as time goes on. And you know, if we go the whole year, it'll be into the millions, and it's not sustainable for a long period of time, that's for sure. And then whenever you do come back, it's how many people are coming back, how many people are ready to go. And so no, we got some pretty material challenges ahead of us, as does everybody, not just in our business, but in all businesses. It's you know, we're also in the restaurant business. It's been hit pretty hard as well, and you know, that we've got a roadmap to open with 50% capacity, and I'm not sure that works either. So there's a lot of challenges out there right now.
Yeah, there are. Ron Toigel of the Vancouver Giants joining us. Ron, I mean, it would make sense when James and I sit and we sit on this radio station and talk about sports, and hopefully they'll be back. It just seems part two of that equation is, yeah, hopefully pro sports is back. And when they are, everybody get used to the fact you'll only watch it on TV. As a league, you must be talking about in the CHL that, hey, there's got to be a sense that you might have to delay your season because it is all about the gate. And I don't think anyone thinks that in September we're going to be seeing crowds of 1,000 people allowed to gather anywhere. Is delaying the season something you have to have on the table? And how long can you go before you make those decisions?
Well, yeah, definitely. I think everybody has to be looking at all those scenarios and whatever month that is that you can start and go from there. But no, I think, you know, if we had to do something like that, you can literally go probably to even start in the new year and get a relatively decent season in and still be able to operate. But, you know, it's how do you operate? It's how, you know, our building's relatively small across the league. So if you have to do the social distancing, it's pretty difficult to do it in a 4,000 seat building. You know, the Coliseum, you could do it in that. The Canucks could do it in there, but they, you know, probably operate at 25% and be able to accommodate that. So there's a lot of challenges with how you operate when things do open up. But, you know, the best scenario is they come up with a vaccine or some way of dealing with this. And I think the biggest fear for everybody in every walk of life right now is that particularly here, BC's done a very good job of controlling this and really starting to wrap it up. It looks like this wave is under control and could disappear over the summer. But the second wave is what everybody's fear is, and then what happens then? If you've got to retrench and shut things down again, then I think we're all in trouble for quite some time.
Ron Teugel here on Sportsnet 650. Is it conceivable we could lose teams in the Western League?
Well, I don't see it, but who knows? That you know, who saw Portland coming with their scenario? But it had nothing to do with the hockey. It was more to do with the oil industry and Bill's challenges on that side of it. And when the oil goes from $100 to $10, if you're in that business, you're going to feel it no matter how big you are. And,
yeah.
And that's kind of what shook out there. But, you know, I don't think anybody's safe. Especially if a second wave comes, I don't care what league you're talking about, NHL, CHL, CFL. I think they're all going to be challenged on, and there will be some that don't survive.
We're obviously a sports show, and you own the Giants, but you had mentioned White Spot. We're waiting for phase two next week as a restaurateur. Is, you know, is that going to be a challenge? I think a lot of people think doors are open, and I always wonder, well, I don't think restaurants are always based on, you know, 50 or 30% capacity. Will you see some issues with what may happen next week?
Well, it's that whole industry is extremely challenged. Restaurants generally operate on a 4 to 5% profit margin. So there isn't a lot of room for error in that. And that's really operating at 80 to 90% capacity to be able to get to that. So if you have to operate at 50% capacity, it throws a whole bunch of new challenges at it. And, you know, the mindset is that that's short term, and eventually you will ramp up to getting back to where you were before. But like all industries that have been challenged like this, everybody's focused on, you know, you're going to lose money for, you know, the next number of months, whatever that is, and hopefully by the fourth quarter you can start to turn it around and get back to where you were. But it's challenging times for everybody in all walks of life. But you know, I guess the grocery stores might be the only ones that are doing okay, but I think everybody else is pretty challenged.
You mentioned 25% capacity. What maybe the Canucks could do is that something that. Is that a sustainable model even for the short term for junior hockey?
Not really. It certainly would be. If you saw that, you know, within 2 months you can probably open it up again, you'd certainly jump on that. Like if you said, you know, the vaccine's found, but we won't get it in the market for another 60 days or whatever. But you can operate at 25%, something like that. I think everybody would be. You know, in favor of it's nobody wants to lose money. But if you can see that there's a chance that you can get things going, and the most important part is all of this is our players and their health is paramount, but also their development. And, you know, what they signed up for is a chance to make it to the NHL. And, you know, we're obligated to give them that chance if it's at all possible. And, there are guys that are, you know, 17 and under can probably play midget at home. As it looks like minor hockey will be able to play before we will. But there's going to be a couple of year gap where those players aren't going to have anywhere to go. And right at the time when they're, you know, gearing up for the NHL draft or their last couple of years in junior where they're going to go to college or going to go pro. And so. Those are all, you know, right at the top of our list of concerns that we're looking at on a daily basis and how we address that.
Well, I mean, when would the players normally be here? Wouldn't they be in and around by August and you've got billet factors? When would most of your Giants players be coming to town if it was a normal type of year?
At the end of August, beginning of September. I mean, right now, our original plan was to start September 1st, which we'd already moved it later this year anyways. But it's looking less likely that that'll be your starting date, and it's going to be even later than that. So, but yeah, you're right. So the next couple of months is going to dictate a lot. And, you know, like I said at the beginning, I think the pro sports like the NFL and Major League Baseball, the NHL, will give some kind of a roadmap on how you can operate. And then we'll have to decide whether it works for us or not.
You're shaking your head at what's gone down in Portland?
Well, like I said, that's more to do with the oil industry than the team and the operation there. Yeah. They've done a hell of a job. I mean, when Bill bought that franchise, it was in the tank. It was hemorrhaging money all over the place, and you know, he brought in Mike Johnson and put together an operation, then brought in Brandon Doug Piper to run the business side of it, and it really it's you know, a showcase model for the CHL. It's certainly well respected throughout the U.S. markets, like in places like Minnesota, that put our whole league on the map in those areas, to the point now where we get players from there where we never did before. And I think Portland deserves a lot of credit for that. So, no, it's a great operation, and I'm sure there'll be a number of buyers interested in that because it'd be a great franchise to own.
Ron, one final thing before we let you go. The Canadian universities announced their football schedule. The teams wouldn't travel as much. If and when you get going, could you see next year's travel be eliminated for your clubs? Like just keep it, maybe whether it's in province, but you know, what do you do with cross-border situations?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, those things are all out of our control. And if the border's not open, it certainly would make it pretty unlikely that we'd be able to even go, because we have a whole division in Washington State right beside us. So it's it's things that we evaluate on a daily basis. But until we have some real direction on what's going on, we really can't make a call one way or the other.
That's a lot of Spokane Everett games to sell.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think Spokane cities would be happy if they played each other 20 times a year. So.
Nice to catch up with you. It sounds like you're trying to make the best of it during a really unfortunate, tough situation for everybody. And thanks for taking the time with us. Appreciate the transparency. And I've seen you in the neighborhood, and you're behaving all your social distancing rules. Nicely done out there, Ron.
Did you run to the office today? You're out there every day running like you think you're an athlete or something.
Well, I'm just trying to justify the Doritos and the bottle of wine on a nightly basis. That's how I roll.
No, good stuff.
Thanks, Ron.
Thanks, Ron.
Nice to catch up.
All right. Okay, let's take care.